That's right, Check Us Out is back for season two. Your hosts Haley and Shar know you guys are already fans, but we'll give you the rundown once again.
This show gives you top-tier advice using a set of checklists that cover a whole array of topics. You know those people who seem to have been through literally everything? Well, that's us.
Through personal experiences, and we have a lot of them, we have created and curated these lists to give you foolproof cheat sheets into solving all of your problems.
Join us and our guests as we reflect on the past and save you from making the same mistakes we did.
Yeah.
Woo, let's go.
First and foremost, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Sphere at Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
So Meg, choose your favorite four more.
Guys, I can speed round these.
Rapid fire.
Okay, let's go.
Well, so next one, just got a segue with the sweater. Share your clothes, i.e. bestie closet. And then wear those said shared clothes. So like if I'm offered the closet, which LOL I always am because I ask, take advantage. And then do vice versa. Like if they don't want to wear your clothes, like you guys never wear my clothes, but I offer them.
She does offer.
Hey, I wear your Canada crew neck.
Sometimes
I wear Canada.
You need to get the
off time.
One,
the
yeah.
off time I can make the contribution for something that's not a sweater. I eat it up.
Yeah, like I feel so proud when someone wears my clothes and they want to.
You want
to
wear my shirt? I'm like, do you need anything else? She goes, what else?
She literally, every time. What else?
Yeah, but yeah, so. Share your clothes, offer your clothes, especially when you're, with getting ready with the girls, but I feel like that's such a girly energy, like such a good energy.
Yeah.
Offer your clothes. If people don't feel slay, be like, let me help you. Do you want to wear this? Do you want to wear this?
I have.
Yeah, like I have for you.
I have. Okay. Also lip gloss.
Six. Yeah, number six. Always be down for a coffee. So girlies like,
get a sweet treat.
Get a sweet treat. So even if it's necessarily not physically coffee.
Shout out Henry and Jacob, bonbons.
Bonbon.
Yeah, the bonbons. Offer up a bonbon, you know?
The amount of shout outs today. We got Jesus, we got Henry, all in the same realm.
They're at the same hierarchy here. Yeah, like, so if a girlie is like, do you want to go get a coffee? You'd be like, yeah. Even if you don't want to, go for the walk. You know what I mean?
You literally have to.
And if you can't afford to spend the money, then just go for the moral support.
Can I add? Really quick. Also, if your bestie's like, hey, I need to go outside to get, you know, they're going through the ringer. So you can't.
Oh, especially me. If I say I need to leave the apartment for any sort of, we are in the trenches. Yeah. I am about to pass away.
No, because yesterday I actually didn't leave the apartment until we went to Starbucks. And honestly, should I have gone to Starbucks? No, but like I needed to go outside. I needed a purpose to go outside because we live in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's not like my house at home where I can just go outside.
No, we needed to feel grass. Girls need to touch grass,
whatever that version is. Okay. Number seven. This is important, guys. No. Be silly and dance/laugh really hard in public. So, like, don't care what people think. Have sing-alongs in the car. Just, like, be your loudest self that you want to. Just vibe and, like, make people feel comfortable to do that. And that's ultimate. Like, when we have our bestie sing-alongs in the car, therapeutic. Like, best honestly, they hit. Or, like, going to the bar and laughing and being silly. Or just out in public.
Why don't we record? Because we will definitely get like a producer coming up to us or something being like, we need to record your audio because you guys are
in the car
inclined.
Oh yeah. I was really confused. I was like, are we recording or not?
No. I mean, we should record ourselves in the car.
For the music industry. Yeah. The girlies, I know what you did last summer.
Which side you taking, Sean or Camilla?
Both.
In the breakup or in the song?
In the song. Oh, is it different? Oh,
I don't really know that, to be honest. I don't really follow.
See, this is how not to be a girl's girl.
Don't follow Shawn Mendes.
Shark cry.
Lyle the crocodile.
La 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 la.
I can't believe Sean was a crocodile at one point.
Guys, when I was like 13.
Were you okay? Like, did you, financially, was everything
okay? Megan!
I'm joking. Please cut that out.
When I was like 13, I legitimately cried because I realized I would never marry Shawn Mendes. But apparently Nathan says people told him he looks like Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Who told him that? Timothée Chalamet.
Is that what he said? Shalami,
he said.
Timothée
he said.
Charlemagne.
What's his name? Timothée Chalamet.
I was like, yeah.
Sounds like Dave
Portnoy. He went. You guys are gonna love this one. At a wedding last year, I was told I was like Timothée Chalamet.
Sorry?
Who? Well, I was like, love what? Like, I don't know who that is.
Ow. I was like, so, Chalamet. We know him. Wait, I don't know who point? Nathan looks like, but...
Oh, yeah, be silly.
Be silly, like we're doing now. I just, you feel a little bit more, like...
Loose.
Loose and, like, intact with your true self. And let the girlies do that, you know? Make them feel comfortable.
Yeah. Okay, moving along. We gotta keep going. Okay,
this one I live by. Really resonate with
moment
this one,
babe. Moment
for silence with this one. Don't put guys, specifically strangers, at the bar before the girlies, / keep an eye out for your girlies when they're with guys at the bar.
Now, that's a law.
I don't want to see any of y'all going home and leaving your friends alone at the bar. Nope. I'm sorry.
That's not safe, actually.
That's just, like, unsafe. But, like, be a supportive bestie. So, and this is mainly just towards bars, just because it's, like, that's where these situations come up. But if you guys want to have a girls' night and, like, say, obviously, like, great situation appears where you see a guy that you... obviously like or think is hot or whatever, okay, yeah, you can go up to them, but read the room first of all. Say your bestie's going through a breakup, maybe don't go up to the guy, like, you know, like, figure out the situation. Not saying like don't go for the guys, because like that's not what I'm saying, or like girls or people, whoever you're into, obviously, but like go with, think about it, like think about whoever's with you, and then especially if someone is to be the one going up to this guy or like person and hanging out with them at night, y'all gotta keep an eye on that bestie. Y'all gotta see what she's doing, where she's at. I have literally stood behind Haley back to back.
She just looks like a sim. Like,
I literally become a sim. Like, while she is like fully talking to a man and almost more, and I'm literally back to back.
Okay, now,
if they were to be making out, I would not be right there, because that's weird. Well, but it was like not like that, so.
I'm like literally reminded by a story you just told me the other day. With Lojo and
Lojo
and this ex girlfriend or the new girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyways, what we're saying is she's back to back, so if anything goes south, she can turn around and clock the guy in the face.
Exactly. And then let's say they wanted to have their moment, I'd obviously leave. Thank you. Because that's weird. But you go into a thing where it's like you can keep an eye, make sure they don't leave. Girl. I fell asleep in my friend's apartment at 4 a.m. just so Hales could talk to a guy. I came with her, fell asleep in her bed, then got kicked out.
She
and
texted
then got
me
moved,
at 5 a.m. She's like, what's the ETA,
what's
babe?
What's your ETA? I was literally asleep on the couch.
And then Meg got kicked out, so
I got kicked out of the
room.
She
could smash.
Not me.
Not Hales.
Not me.
Yeah,
not
I got
me.
Kicked
fourth
out
party.
By a fourth party, and then I slept on the couch, and I did stay the entire time, and did we go home at 6 a.m, and A&W was closed. The 24-hour A&W was closed.
Not a happy camper.
I had to make a quesadilla. It was okay. I slapped anyway.
Can I say something really quick? Like, literally, no one's ever met the love of their life. Like, out of us at a bar.
At the Maddie.
So, like, take their number, whatever, and then if it works out, it works out.
You just I don't know to, what you're you talking about. Holy, I met.
He's not with us anymore.
Poor Nolly.
He's not dead.
He's
fallen troop.
Yeah, no, he's alive.
He's wearing crop tops.
He's living his best life.
He's a McMaster wearing crop tops. Honestly, beige. I take it.
But yeah. But anyway, you just have to read the room and don't put the men over your girlies. If it's gonna cause issues, let's not do that, my queens. Okay.
Next point.
Number 9. This is in general, but again, kind of goes with the bar scene, goes with anywhere. Always go to the bathroom with your friend, especially at the bar. Do not let the girlies go alone.
Real. Next.
I choose to go alone to the bathroom a lot, but like, I'll just walk away.
Basically,
but, like,
stick together.
Stick together. You know,
can't ditch them.
Also, this goes with go home when the besties need to leave.
Go home.
Want to leave. So if people are really, really tie-tie at the bar, they don't want to be there anymore. Me.
Low-key me, though.
Actually,
yeah, Shar
more,
recently,
because
she's
me.
Wifed up.
Like...
Or no, she is...
She's the
your
wife.
Your husband. She is the wife.
She's hubbied up?
She's hubbied up? Is that what it is? Well, whatever.
I'm in
she's
my retired
the wifed up.
Era.
She's retired, yeah. But because we don't want people taking Ubers home alone. So, anyway.
I walked home from Paris, Texas the other day.
Yeah, that's so not okay, actually.
Where are you with Paris, Texas?
She went with...
Izzy.
Last weekend?
No, this was like a month ago. No, before you Halloween. You
walked home from Paris, Texas alone? Yeah. At the other side of King?
And no one was answering their phone. I can't remember who I called. It was someone so random.
That's so weird. That's bad.
Guys. That's really bad.
We lived, but you could have been arrested.
You could have not lived.
I literally won't walk home from work past 11 because I think I'm going to get actually abducted off the street.
Well, honestly, good time. We have a good time.
Yeah, okay. Next point. Be the girly that people can vent to. And then, if needed, you know, go get that ice cream you need. Go watch that movie. Have a silly treat, especially if the girlies are down. So, breakup, bad day, bad mental day. Like, the other day, I was not doing well. And Char was like, let's go. And we went to Danforth and picked up the pottery I needed to pick up and then just walked around actually for, like, maybe 20 minutes.
In a neighborhood.
It was healing. It was really healing. Got a coffee. Halos was asleep, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was asleep till 2 o'clock p.m.
So she literally woke up right as we were getting back. But, and it really helped. And so it's like, nope, we're not doing this. Let's go. You know, listen to the concerns. Listen to the cries. And then
listen, but offer solutions.
You know, read the room. Yeah, offer solutions. If a person really needs to just yell and you're like, go, queen.
Bye, vlog.
Just be that supportive person. Yeah. And then continue if they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 11 is be mother.
Mother.
/ give straight up advice. Yeah. So we don't like to, I am one to not
you're
sugarcoat.
Low-key father.
No, don't tell me that.
Meg does not beat around the bush.
Yeah, no, I'm really blunt. Really blunt. But only when the girlies need to hear it. And Haley sometimes needs to hear it, so I'll be really blunt.
Yeah.
But, like, be...
What do you mean? What do you mean, Meg?
What do you mean?
Megan's mother, except for...
I think we all around give... Around think we. Here's the thing. I think we all give mother in certain situations.
Yeah, be mother in certain situations. What does that mean? I don't really know. It's a lifestyle. energy.
You just have to take it and roll with it.
Like, just go. You don't have to be mom. You be mother.
But mothers just tell it like it is.
Yeah, mothers, they also can, like, feed the family if they need to. Or...
Endearing. Endearing.
Be endearing. Kind. Be...
But just bought... It just goes like with, a boss lady.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
I
like
mean?
Be slay.
Iconic.
And, like, hold your ground. And then also it kind of goes with the other point where it's like, okay... We're not doing this, girly. Let's go. Let's get out of the apartment. Let's get out of this situation. Let's go for a walk.
We're not doing this.
We're not. Let's go to the gym. Like, let's go. Like, you know, you just hold your ground a little bit.
Okay, mother.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We made it to number 12.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
Not me. At the base where we were going.
Okay. This is actually funny. Okay. This is, like, random. But topics of conversation don't. Now, I do favor this conversation, but don't just...
I'm seeing if all the cameras are still on. Sorry.
Is this one? Yeah, it's still
on. Go ahead.
Don't just talk about guys. Yeah. Now, talk about... Or, like love interest and, like, love life. Now, talk about it. We're not about not talking about it. Don't just talk about it. Like, let's have conversations about our goals. Let's empower people. Like, let's talk about silly things we did that day. Talk about school. Talk about whatever. But have... like topics of conversation that you can actually hit, because like
100%.
I'm gonna say those conversations about the love lives are great and sometimes are so draining. Like, you have to really pick and choose. So if you only are friends with someone and only talk about, like, let's say for example guys, at one point the conversation is gonna die. So just, like, have some other things on hand.
Yeah,
so you just have a little bit more of a, like, vast, I don't know what the word I was thinking of actually is, just a big thing of topics.
Parallel me. What? Don't hide things.
Oh.
Y'all hear that?
Don't keep nothing. Secrets don't make friends.
Sometimes I really have to ask many questions of Char to get the truth. I'm like, but what is that? What happened? And then how did that happen? And then finally, like 20 minutes later, we have the full story. And then I'm like, okay.
Everybody does their own way of doing it. But I've recognized that, like, I don't remember who it is. I actually forget who it is. But I was, like, watching them, and we were like, okay, well, what happened? They're like, yeah, but, like, this, like, yeah, but, like, it wasn't that bad. Okay, well, what happened? But, like, he did
Babe,
this.
Babe, that's you.
Like, he said this. No,
I think,
like,
he was looking in the mirror.
Tell me what you did. It might have been me. Like, I think I literally fully.
Recently, we've had a situation, I think, with both of you that's happened. Actually, I don't know.
Honestly, I think.
Wish Hales definitely.
I mean, I'll own it. Like, yeah.
But sometimes that happens, and the girlies are there to get to the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
But I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's my list. It's kind of weird.
No, it's a really good list.
All over the place.
I think it's valid.
It's all valid points. I wrote it in an Uber coming back from a shoot day.
What do we rate? Should we do like a rating together?
Wait, I think I had
do you
one
guys have any
point.
Other points? Like, please add on.
Do I have any other points? I think you like covered like all of them. Let me.
Oh my god.
Oh, I put girl code, but it's so obvious.
Oh, follow girl code. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
but
let's
okay,
what
but
is
what,
girl code?
No,
it's
here,
funny
yeah,
though.
Let's
because
discuss.
There's been so many crossovers recently. Yeah. It's difficult. Like what? Like
I think. Okay, let's talk about like this. So girl code. What obviously code? If you have a dated, like I would say if you've dated the person, no.
Instant off limits.
No, right?
Off limits.
Or even like say for example, like for me, like instant off limits, kind of, I would say.
Sorry, Meg.
We always roast Meg.
It's my favorite bit because it's so
unserious. Of that I'm like obsessed with him when I'm not, and I'm like, yeah, real. I don't know. Like
but
obviously.
No, somebody that they've dated, somebody that they've been like seriously into, even if it wasn't reciprocated,
yeah,
like somebody they're seriously
crush.
Into.
That's
but
definitely
for
like
example,
below the belt.
For example, like remember when I had DM'd that guy that Alex had worked with?
Yeah.
That I felt was like with girl code because I had asked Alex, I was like, you had mentioned that you might have had like a little crush on him, but I'm not sure. It's like half a year later or whatever. I was like, do you mind if I reach out? Just because I have so many mutual connections with him and I think he fits really well with just like, we would get along really well. And she was like, oh yeah, no problem. I got the green light, whatever. So I think that was okay. But I think like, that's probably like max, like any type of, I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's definitely situational, but like I would say assume, first of all, that you like don't have access to like any of these exes of any sort. And then it's like, take situation by situation that it's like some random crush that wasn't actually like a full like fledged crush.
Wasn't a thing.
Hey, do you think? Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's always good to ask somebody. But the ex-boyfriends and stuff, usually let's just leave those.
Usually off limits.
It's like also it's like, I don't know about you guys, but anytime that I were to meet a guy that's like for you, like you introduce me to a guy.
There's no attraction there.
It's like automatic. Like, nice to meet you. You're my friend.
Yeah.
Like there's never a thing where I'm like, oh my God, he should be for me. Like
no.
Doesn't even go through, first of all, at all the mind anyway. But like. Because of the situation, like obviously it's the same with like my sister or things like that, where obviously that's never happened with
like
her. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's
like,
to me, I think of it the same as family. Like it's like a like you guys are my family, so it's like I'm not gonna go for like my sister.
Avery would snatch me up in 2 seconds. Sorry, I might have to bleep out these names.
Abe's not a girl. Girl's girl.
She is a girl's girl, but when it comes, she thinks he's husband. So.
And she's a cutthroat for the husband.
Bruh.
Whoa! That was intense.
Is there anything else that's girl code? Like, other than guys?
I low-key... Just don't do them
code,
dirty. Just don't
girl,
do them dirty.
Okay.
I feel
like
can I say, don't do the girlies dirty.
Can
I
say
a
point
telling
that
someone,
might be controversial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be girls to support all girls, okay?
Oh, no.
I get it if you have your enemies or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to just make a collective pact of, like, girls protect girls.
Exactly. Well, I think it's, like, unless someone's completely wronged you, like, wrong, even if you, like, there are people I definitely am like, no, I don't know if I would really, like, choose to hang out with them ever in my life, but I'm not going to be rude to them. Like, and
don't,
then it's, like, depends on the situation. Because, yeah, there are people who can do the wronging. Like,
guys, don't get
wronger.
Me wrong. There are some girls on this planet that I do not favor. Particularly,
to say the least.
But they weren't girls.
But, like,
girls.
If they're not girls, girl, that's the thing. If they're not girls, girls, like, I have zero interest in even, like, entertaining any sort of conversation with you. Like, I'm not going to be mean to you. Like, I'm not obviously not going to be mean to you, but I just don't care. Like, I genuinely don't care.
You're just more, like... blank
it's just
it.
Like yeah it's just like but obviously across the board like you were saying your second point it was like automatically assume that they're a bestie kind of
yeah or just like treat them as such and it's not like tell them your deepest darkest secrets or anything
don't spill all the beans right away
because you don't but it's like the unfortunate truth is that there are people who will not reciprocate these feelings or like these attitudes so obviously like do be aware that people might not always be for the girls and that sucks because it's like you're just making everyone's lives a little bit harder.
Oh, one other thing
like
that's
that.
Like, girl's girl. Any secrets are secrets.
Shh.
They're in the freaking lockbox in the vault, and you throw the key away, and it's game.
What do you guys think of this? Is like so random, but
except for us.
Yeah, well, you have to pick and choose. There'll be people who will just always know everything in someone's life. What are your opinions on a significant other knowing these things? Now, it depends on the situation, but let's say it was something like uber serious that you were like swore
about
to see,
your friend,
like a bestie who told you, like let's say your best friend told you something that's like super personal. Would you, and let's say you're married, would you tell your husband, your wife, like your partner? Like, would you, is there a line where you like should keep things from your significant other?
I think if it's relevant to your relationship, like in a certain way, like for example, like if some, like say for my example, my boyfriend told me something that was very personal about his life that literally didn't involve like you or Shar or anything, there would be no instance where I would bring it up unless it was related.
Well, so it's like vice versa. Let's say I came to you with something. That's where I was coming from. Like if I came for to you with some big, big thing that I wanted to keep very secret, like would you tell your boyfriend about it because like he's your boyfriend?
Unless it was like I was very concerned for your well-being in some sort of way. Another person had to step in or something like that.
Unless it was like a safety thing where it's like I'm looking to you for advice. Like I don't necessarily want you to know this, but like why, it's not really relevant for them.
I agree like they're not, unless like it's taking, like say for example, like you told me something and it was like I was so stressed about you or something like that, like really worried for your well-being, something like that, he asks what's going on, I wouldn't even say details about it, but it would just be like, oh, Meg, there's something going on with Meg, like, da-da-da-da-da, like, I'm stressed about this, da-da-da-da. Like, in that case, if it comes up, I think, like, it's okay to, like, give context, but, like, not details that they don't need to know, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, like, let me just say, like, with Haley, like, the only time I'll tell Nathan stuff is if I know that you've already told other people or if I know you would tell him yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I fully agree. Like, I agree, it's kind of like... Do you, would that person want them knowing this information?
Yeah.
Or be okay with that?
Okay, we gotta wrap up.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much for coming on, Meg Wan. Slash vlog.
Thanks, Meg Wan.
I hope you like my list.
We hope you guys enjoyed How to Girls Girl. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, see you. Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you. Thanks for having me.